Blessed are those who seek righteousness, to do right by others. Many of us interpret Jesus' blessing upon those who hunger and thirst for righteousness as a particular benediction for those of us who zealously seek personal piety. However, the word that we translate as righteousness, which Jesus uses in this blessing, indicates he is commending those who fervently seek social justice in this world, rather than personal piety that is not of this world. The fact that Jesus bestowed his blessing upon those who hunger and thirst for justice should not come as a great surprise to those of us who know the scripture. The pursuit of justice is a core theme in the Bible, and the words used for justice recur over 1,000 times in the Old and New Testaments. For Jesus, the pursuit of justice involved 5 different tasks: confronting injustice in society, delivering the poor from exploitation by the rich, liberating the powerless from oppression by the powerful, freeing people from cycles of violence and counter-violence, which are a constant threat to vulnerable populations, and creating just communities, which are intentionally committed to including the outcasts. Many people say that Jesus said a lot about love, but very little about political, economic, and social justice. But Jesus constantly confronted the injustice in his society. The Synoptic Gospels record 40 instances, not counting the parallel passages, of Jesus specifically and repeatedly confronting both Roman and Jewish authorities with the injustice that they perpetrated in Israel. Jesus followed on from John the Baptist in denouncing the exploitation of the poor by the rich. John told the armed forces, "Don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay." And he told the tax collectors, "Don't collect any more than you are required to." He said, "The man who has 2 tunics should share with him who has none, and the one who has food should do the same." Jesus confronted Zacchaeus, an infamous tax collector, personally about his extortion. And as a result of this encounter, Zacchaeus promised Jesus to give half of his possessions to the poor. "And if I have cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay back 4 times the amount," he said. Jesus not only consistently denounced the oppression of the powerless by the powerful, he also actively advocated liberation of disempowered groups of people through the empowerment of the Spirit. Jesus attacked the key religious leaders of the day as lovers of money, who would maintain a facade of sanctity by saying long prayers in public, but would devour widows' houses. And when he saw a widow put everything, all she had to live on, into the collection box, Jesus condemned the temple for extorting the last coin from the kind of person it was set up to protect. Jesus broke the monopoly of forgiveness that the temple developed through the sacrificial system it controlled. He did this by baptizing people in the Spirit and giving them the authority to forgive sins. He said, "Receive the Holy Spirit, and if you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven." Jesus advocated communities with leadership that would serve the people rather than oppress them. He told his disciples, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be a servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus demonstrated active, radical, sacrificial nonviolence that would free people from cycles of violence and counterviolence. He said, "I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks and the flock scatters. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. But I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and may have it to the full." Jesus turned to his friends and said, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." Jesus created communities that were committed to doing justice to marginalized and disadvantaged people. The dominant values of Jewish society were purity, but the dominant value of Jesus was inclusivity. While the Jews despised Gentiles, Jesus declared, "My house will be called a house for all nations." While the Pharisees ostracized sinners, Jesus invited outcasts to his parties. Jesus said, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters or relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid in the resurrection of the righteous." The world is cursed by the fact that there are so many of us who witness injustice but do nothing about it. Jesus says that those who bless others by seeking to do justice to them will be blessed themselves.